Changing gears, the 6th annual Cheyenne International Film Festival kicks off on Tuesday. Alan Ohashi runs the event, and he joins us once again to tell us what is in store.
We show a variety of movies, shorts, feature-length, documentary, hopefully something that'll be of interest to anyone who is interested in independent movies.
Now, where do most of these movies come from?
Well, this year we were really trying to focus in on movies that had something to do with Wyoming or Wyoming people. And so for the most part, they're Wyoming stories or somehow shot in Wyoming.
All right, I see. So tell me about some of them.
Let's see. Tuesday is a short film called Wyo Americana, and it's a short documentary about three bands that are getting ready to go on this Wyo Americana music tour. And one of the bands, Jay Shogren's band, will be performing live and in concert after the movie. So that's that'll be kind of a mixed bag. Wednesday is a movie called The African Guest that was shot in Colorado and in the Cameroon. And it's a kind of a good guy, bad guy kind of story. And I was actually involved in that film, as well as lots of people involved in my organization. Thursday is co-sponsored by the Cheyenne Zombie Festival, and we'll be showing a bunch of zombie shorts and having a zombie reception of some sort.
And I saw that on the list. That caught my attention. So will those be Wyoming zombie movies as well?
Well, at least one of them will be. One of them is called Lily, and it was produced for the Shootout Cheyenne, and it was kind of a spooky zombie ghost-like theme to it. So we'll have one movie at least from Wyoming on that theme. Friday is sponsored by Body Lines Dance Theater, and they'll be doing a live ballet performance, and there'll be a movie called Ballerina featuring some ballerinas from the Kirov Ballet in Russia. And the closing night will be Dan Youngie. He's a Cheyenne native who won an Oscar a couple years ago, and he'll be showing his newest movie called Fight Church, and that'll be on Saturday the 24th.
What's that about?
Well, it has something to do with the mixed martial arts and some line of spirituality and how those two kind of mesh together.
This is something when you started it a long time ago, the 6 years ago, it seems like it was just yesterday, but I know the idea was, as you said, to bring more independent film to Wyoming. Has it inspired filmmakers? Has it done that part of it?
Well, I think there's always been kind of a latent filmmaking community in Wyoming, but we've just been a platform for people to screen their work, provide an impetus to filmmakers that, oh yeah, this is something that you can do, and there are places where you can show your movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that has been a positive evolution along with the existing filmmakers that currently, reside in the state.
Yeah, I mean, it might be appropriate to also ask you about just your overall film efforts in Wyoming. This is just one piece of everything that you guys do. Could you talk a little bit about some of the other parts?
We were working with a company out of New York and kind of co-produced a movie that we shot up in Jackson last summer called Mahjong in the West. And we're hoping to show that at Cheyenne, but it's not quite ready yet, at least as near as I can gather. And that was a pretty big production. That was an actual, independent studio production. I'm currently working on a project along with a group from the Northwest. It's called, it doesn't really have a title yet, but it's about Dutch hop dancing, which is a kind of a German, Volga, Russian cultural documentation project that's happening in Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska.
So as far as this this particular festival, the Cheyenne International Film Festival, if folks want to attend, what do they need to do to learn about it and to go?
We provide tickets online at www.ciff1.com, or they can buy them at the ticket office, which is at Phoenix Books and Music on Capitol Avenue in downtown Cheyenne.
Okay, and then these will be shown at what venue?
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will be at the what's called the Pines Building Theater, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday will be at the Atlas Theater.
Okay. Again, Alan Ohashi, always nice having you stop by and tell us about this, and hopefully you'll have a great turnout.
Yeah, thanks a lot for helping us out, Bob.